Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I'm still got a little tickle in my throat. So if you end up coughing your ear, please forgive me. I don't mean to do that, but things happen sometimes. Before I forget, don't forget, we're going to try to have Bible study again this weekend. As you know, we didn't have it the first weekend because Phil wasn't home. He's with his mom, who passed away a few days ago, and picked one of his daughters up in Pittsburgh from a flight. She was in Thailand as a missionary. But nonetheless, we had this past Saturday remotely. Prayerfully, we get together live this weekend, but it's not looking like it right now. I can't tell you until time gets here, but join us if you can. I think once you watch one of the Bible studies that you don't want to miss any of them. They're vitally important, folks. The Word of God opens our eyes to the truth and the deception of our enemy. If we don't see how his snares work, if we don't understand how he can deceive us so easily, we're going to be deceived. So join us this weekend. You can go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Find Rumble and click right on Rumble. 10:30 a.m. we'll be there. The first half hour is always dedicated to prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News, which is prophecy being fulfilled in the news. If one to two, we do a Bible study. This coming weekend, we're going to have a guest. We're going to be joined by Pastor Doug Thornton. I think most of y'all hear this program know who he is. If you don't, you get this meeting face-to-face, so to speak, this coming Saturday morning. If you can't watch online, you can call a phone number and listen to it, but down 339-209-5013. Listen to the both hours, or 2.5 hours, actually, if you like. And you can participate if you want to, but calling in on the number I'll give where on the air. And you can just join us and have a good time with us. Hope you'll do that. And don't forget that we are going to offering the four flags that I think everyone should fly when they can, but especially the Christian flag, folks. We have been blessed with a good deal on a quality flag. No, they're not the $100 flags. But for the price we have them on, they're a very good deal. Been blessed to have the Christian flag, the Confederate battle flag, which is actually a St. Andrew's cross. We have the Don't Tread on Me flag from North Carolina, Gaston, North Carolina. We also have the Colonial flag, the Betsy Ross flag, we call it. All four of those. For $34.95, that's the delivered price. The Christian flag, I try to fly 24/7. I had to get some new ones in. Mine wore out. We're putting a new one up here as soon as possible on my flagpole. I want people to know that I am a Christian. I'm not ashamed of it. I want that flag to fly on my property. I should say God's property. I'm a steward of it. All four of them, $34.95. And I'm offering this month also the 29-page commentary on how we were deceived greatly with Pearl Harbor. Now, if you folks, this is the best written documentation of what happened that day to get us in World War II. Now, if this was done 80 years ago and deceived the people, how much more likely do you think it's been over the last few decades that they lie to us over and over again? If you want to show your friends that how evil this country's been long before you and I were born, at least most of us, and you want to see this, and then you start realizing how we've been lied into so many different things, including 9/11 and a whole lot more than that. So anyway, they're available for $10, that whole thing, if you want it. And also, I want to announce this, start announcing this. In April, Lord willing, I'll be flying up to Wisconsin to join with some other people at the ministry conference on April 4th and 5th. It's going to be in Wisconsin, and there'll be some speakers there. And you can find this, but folks, I'll give you the phone number in a minute to call and check on this, by the way. But there's going to be Dr. Ted Brower there, Pastor Arthur Pulaski, Pastor Matt Twella, Coach Dave Dobmar, Don Wolf, Scott Sierra, Dr. Mike Spalding, and myself will be there on Friday and Saturday, April 4th and 5th. I'll be there for a two-day conference. I hope that you'll come and join us. You can call this phone number, if I can read this kind of fade out, 715-486-8066. 715-486-8066 to order the tickets for a two-day conference, $69 a person. And, folks, that was going to be something worth seeing, I do believe. I've been wanting to meet Pastor Art face-to-face for a long time ever since he got in his situation. We were one of the first ones to interview him and help him raise the funds to fight this. Looking forward to meeting the man face-to-face and hugging his neck. He's a hero of Christ. But come and join us. Again, April 4th and 5th, you're going to have a good time in Wisconsin. Call for details, like I said, at 715-486-8066. Join us and come and spend a day or two with us. Let's meet each other face to face. Prayerfully, I can be there. If my health hangs up, I have all intents of being there. The conference starts from 5 o'clock on Friday, goes 9 o'clock at night, then goes from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. the following day. So I hope you'll come and join us. I really do. Mark that down your calendar, call the phone number, talk to Rob Pugh, find out what's going on and how to get there. All right, now let's move on. Our guest tonight, I was going through some email that was sent to me concerning a work that some men have been doing, trying to expose pedophilia in this country. And this gentleman I'm going to talk to, Robert McGreevy, a young man, happened to talk to these gentlemen, and they're making a documentary about what happened and what's going on behind the scenes, what these men are doing. I think you'll find this very interesting. And I want to tell you, these two men, they're doing this. Others doing it also. It takes some real courage and some commitment to people they haven't even met, like children, for example, to try to change something for their benefit before it's too late. Robert, are you there?
Yes. Good to be with you, Pastor Butch.
It's good to have you, sir. And I can say before we went on the air, you make yourself at home tonight. This program is much yours as mine tonight. You may be the guest, but I don't care. It's your broadcast also. Before we get into what you're doing, you're a young man.
Yes, sir.
So tell the folks how you got started in this.
Yeah, so I'm 28 years old. I'm a reporter for the Daily Caller. We're a national news outlet. We're a website. We're based in Washington, D.C. We cover politics. We cover culture for a conservative audience. We kind of try to fill the gaps that the mainstream and left-wing legacy media don't. And this was just a story that I think was not getting a lot of attention. I'm, like you said, a young man. I'm 28. I've been on the internet for most of my life, and I started to see these videos going around of these guys essentially beating up pedophiles and child predators and filming it and putting it on the internet. And they have hundreds of videos, and I was thinking to myself, well, how are they getting away with this, assaulting people in public? So I dug into it a little bit, and I got the contact information, and I reached out to them and heard their story and heard about just how often they do this. I mean, they're really pulling back the curtain on how many child predators there are in this country, going after innocent young people, because they've made a career out of this. They sell the videos online. People pay for them to go. They're supported by their fans, and their fans pay for them to go and catch these people and expose them, because the criminal justice system is not locking these people up. So these guys have kind of taken it into their hands too. If they're not going to go to jail, they're at least going to make them famous, so people will know that they're predators in their community.
Wow. And they've been doing this how long?
5-plus years now, at least.
5-plus years.
And this is just one group that... So I wrote this article of mine about 5 months ago, and longer than that now, I think April, maybe May. And our documentary team found it interesting enough to do a ride-along and capture a full documentary of two of the guys. They call themselves the Dads Against Predators, because they're both fathers. They both had experience being either molested, or one of them, his stepchild, was molested. And so that kind of got them passionate about it. So they were just two of the guys I talked to. I talked to a couple other people who do this, because this is a phenomenon now. This is very popular in the internet culture. People, they get millions of views for sort of pretending to be a 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old girl or an underage child on social media and luring these predators out. And then when they get them into public, they meet them at a mall or at a Walmart or at a McDonald's, and they film them, and they say, why did you come here to meet an 11-year-old girl? And then they publicize the messages, the explicit messages that these predators are sending to what they believe are children. And this is now, there's so many predators in this country that this is essentially an industry. People are making money outing these guys.
Now I've got a lot of questions to ask you. First off, I'll ask you, how do they make money at it?
So they will upload their videos to the internet for free. They'll upload 15-second clips, 30-second clips, 2-minute-long clips, and then they'll have sort of longer-form videos, 30-minute videos, 45-minute videos that they put behind a paywall on an application like Patreon, where someone will pay $4 a month, $5 a month to view all their content, not just the short clips they put on social media. So there's a demand for this. People want to see if the criminal justice system, again, is not going to lock up these predators. People want to see them get beaten and bashed and exposed. Like, a couple of these guys I talked to are regularly hitting their targets in the face and kicking them. And I mean, I'm not going to condone violence outright, but if there's anybody that deserves it, it's these people.
Well, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, that's harsh, that's awful. Well, I mean, before you get your panties in a twist, let me ask you a question. These children are being abused, are being lured into sexual situations and more. Some of them disappear forever. Some are murdered. Some are trafficked. How low do you think these people are, folks, that would do this? I'm just asking a question. If they went by the law was just and biblical, these men or women would put to death already. When they're found guilty of this, it's a death penalty. That's called rape. That's called kidnapping. That's what it boils down to. So the death penalty is due them already. Don't get upset. It's Bible. You don't like it, turn the radio off, go to somebody else. But we're talking to a gentleman tonight who's talked to these people. And let me ask you this, Robert, are the motives pure? I mean, I know they're upset and they're angry with what's happening, but are their motives pure? I mean, are they really in it for the child's sake, or are they in it for revenge?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't think it's 100% either way. I think, and this is just my opinion, this is not... No one has said this to me, but I do believe there's probably some sense of satisfaction that you get in doling out some of your own form of justice. I mean, the guys I talk to, I know that they care about children. They have children of their own, so I'm not saying they're purely doing it, like you said, out of revenge. But it also appears to me, based on the videos I've seen, that they do get some pleasure out of knocking these guys to the ground and bashing them around.
And the two, now you interviewed two of them or more than two of them?
So I interviewed about five people, but two of them were the two guys for our documentary that are sort of, they work together as a unit. So I ultimately interviewed about four separate operations.
Now, do most of them run in teams of two or more?
No, this is the only one I spoke to that have a team. The other three I spoke to were all solo, but... since this phenomenon has sort of caught on, other sort of internet creators have adopted it. People who didn't get famous doing this but were famous for other reasons then kind of took their considerable large platforms and resources, and some of these guys do it with teams of 5, 10, 20. So it's become a really big thing.
And you say big. I mean, is it multiplying? Is it? I mean, is it grown in popularity and actually spreading, or is
it's definitely grown in popularity?
Okay.
Yeah.
And when these people, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's tough to gauge sort of how, because the internet, everything, you know, content is so fast now. There's new things every day, so the public's. The public's demand for certain types of content, it comes and goes. But, I mean, this stuff will pop up on the timeline very often, and it seems to only be getting more popular.
So they video the confrontation themselves, and they put it on the Internet?
Correct.
And the law doesn't bother them for doing that?
They have had run-ins with the law. They, you know, cops will often tell them. So what happens is the police department will officially ask them to stop doing this. Don't be vigilantes. Don't take this justice into your hands. And then off the record, individual police officers will approach them and say, we had to say that. We love what you're doing. Now, this is not every individual police officer. I'm sure some of them find them to be a headache. But a lot of the rank and file law enforcement support it because they're sort of handcuffed by their state, their local municipality laws. Because technically, if you're messaging a 40-year-old man, you're not breaking the law, even if you think he's a 12-year-old girl, because you're actually messaging a 30-year-old man, a 40-year-old man. So there's not a whole lot that the cops can do in these sort of sting operations. But what these guys do on social media, to me, kind of acts like a deterrent. If, you know, a pedophile, a predator sees these videos in his timeline, now he's going to think, next time I go to meet somebody, try to prey on a child, it could be an adult ready with a camera to hit me.
And, yeah, you have to wonder if this is growing so rapidly. I mean, why do the idiots keep falling for the same ruse? I mean, gee. So how prevalent is this? I mean, I'm talking about the child molestation. How prevalent? I mean, is it growing still? I know that when they turn the homosexuals and all the other other perverts loose, that they more or less are headed in this direction automatically. As a matter of fact, there have been talks of making it legal, pedophilia to become legal. So that's nothing new with that. They did the same thing, homosexuality and bestiality, another thing. So this isn't anything new. But how prevalent would you say this is in the country today? I mean, is it common now to have these stalkers trying to find children?
It seems to be very common. I mean, the Dads Against Predators, like I said, they go on tour. So they're based out of Ohio, but they go all around the country sort of trying to entrap these predators. And, you know, if they go to California or Florida or Texas or Colorado in just a weekend, they will have 5, 6, 7 encounters, videos. And that's just the guys who showed up, not to mention the people who got scared, who, like you said, maybe got wise to it, were smart enough to steer clear, but still engaged, were still out there looking for a child. So, I mean, if I had to put a ballpark on it, I mean, I would say that there are hundreds of thousands.
And are the children that, and I'm sure is probably sound like a stupid question to you, but are young children still ignorant enough to go online and talk to these people? I mean, obviously they are, but
yeah,
I don't understand how they can be, even a child can be so naive, or what word we use? They may be even evil. I mean, how do you read that?
Yeah, well, you know, because I'm not quite a child, but I'm still young enough to remember when I was young and dumb, and it's just difficult. You know, different people wisen up quicker. Some people, I know, girls get a lot smarter earlier than boys. Boys, it takes us a little longer to catch up. And also then these predators, they know what they're doing. They know how to talk to people. I've seen the messages. They're very comforting, very inviting, very, no, nothing's going to happen. We're just going to talk. You know, anytime an adult is chatting with an underage child they don't know, that's already a red flag. And then they're talking about, oh, I'll bring some beers or maybe I'll bring some pot. You know, they have something. It's like the old proverbial candy van. You never get in a van with a stranger's offering you candy. This is now the digital version of it. And because kids are growing up so much quicker, they're exposed to so much more culture and sort of, the good and the bad, the evils of modern day Western culture. They're seeing people online on Instagram, on TikTok doing drugs and drinking, and they want to be cool, and a stranger offers them an opportunity and they jump at it.
Well, you know, it's really sad. We've destroyed our children's innocence in this country. And I grew up a long time before you were born. I grew up in the 50s and whole different society back then. But once you destroy a child's innocence, you destroy the childhood. Childhood is about innocence, naivete, if you will, and growing up and really not the things of life that you don't need to know now don't bother you. But when you start teaching a child about these things when they're young, even as some of them in kindergarten are taught different things about sexuality and everything, and first, second grade, you destroy the innocence and you pique their curiosity.
And
they're going to going to want to participate because, gee, I mean, adults are doing it, my friends are doing it, why can't I? So how do these predators find these children online?
It's a lot of it social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then they also use dating apps. And, you know, some of them prey on younger children, some of them prey on 13, 14, 15-year-old boys and girls who are on dating apps looking for other people their age, and some of them are looking for older people. You know, again, some of them are too naive to understand that they'll be taken advantage of and think they're just going to be a nice 30-year-old man at the age of 14. The gay dating app Grindr is the biggest one that the pedophile hunters told me about. What they'll do is they will use their own picture. They'll put it through a software that makes them look younger. And they'll go on this gay dating app, and that's where they seem to find the most of their targets.
Well, I don't use the word gay. I use the word homosexual because gay means happy. That's taking a good word and perverting it to fit their lifestyle. They're not gay. They're sexual deviants. But nonetheless, so you see the children are actually interested enough in sex and drugs or whatever to be contacted by somebody like that that don't even know. But they're so enthralled with the idea that they'll actually meet somebody like that. This is I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. A 13-year-old girl or boy is so excited about getting involved in somebody that would offer them something like this, they'll actually go and meet them. I mean, this is actually happening.
It is hard to know how often these pedophiles successfully find a child. It's not in the news a whole lot. A lot of the police departments we reached out to were not so forthcoming with their information. So my guess is that they're not all that successful, that they don't really are able to find a child that often. I think it's why that despite the fact that they know that these hunters are out there, they still risk it because they probably have had so little luck, so little success in finding what they're looking for in feeding into this really evil, devious, I don't want to call it an addiction, but a predilection. I would imagine that they're not having that much success, and that's what's leading them to be so desperate, to be willing to meet with somebody, even though it could cost them their life, their reputation, their career, their freedom.
So their lust is overpowering
yes.
their common sense, so to speak.
A lot of it, I have to imagine, is because of the rise of internet porn, and I'm sure they're finding child pornography.
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure it's readily available. I'm sure it is. So these two men that you interviewed have been doing this, they said, 5 years. How many do you think they've outed?
Thousands. I mean, the one particular group that I spoke to, it's in the hundreds at least, and if you count the vast amount of people doing it, there's thousands of people.
Thousands of people that they've outed, and probably hundreds of thousands more they haven't found yet.
Yeah, you know, the people that they find, that they publicize, are just the tip of the iceberg. That's for sure.
You know, it's unthinkable, but it's happening.
Yeah.
In America, and it's been tolerated in so many different levels now. I mean, we have drag queens going into schools and putting on shows,
right.
and the teachers loud, and the parents seem to participate in it. This is really a sick society, folks. So these two men.
I mean, it's more than tolerated.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's embraced by some people.
It's
that
embraced.
They're promoting
yeah.
the term minor attracted persons. They don't want you to call them pedophiles.
No,
there's
no,
a woman
don't.
I wrote about in the article that she said, call them MAPS, minor attracted peoples.
Well, this is sad. You know, John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, Methodist Church, said, "What that which we tolerate today, we'll embrace tomorrow." That's a paraphrase, but close to it. And when you tolerate sin, after a while, it becomes commonplace and no longer bothers your conscience. You don't really care. And that's just a sad statement, but it's true. So these two men run into, you said, thousands in 5 years. They travel all the country to do this. I guess they finance their way doing this with the online videos or whatever, to join in and watch them. Is that what you're saying they're doing?
Yeah, they're supported by their fans and their people who watch the videos. They pay them to watch them.
And the cops, have they been arrested at all or put in prison for this? I mean, what's
they were
like
the, one
happened?
Of them? Yeah, one of them was arrested once.
And what happened? I think we lost him. I'm getting back on, folks. This is fascinating. I mean, this is absolutely fascinating that these people, and I don't know how many pairs or groups of men out there are doing this, exposing this, but it's fascinating. Are you back with us, Robert?
Yeah, sorry, I lost you there for a second.
That's all right. So, I mean, this is fascinating to me that they, the one guy you said got arrested one time, and
the charges were dropped.
Jail? Charge or drop.
I believe he bailed out right away and he didn't serve any time.
So, kind of literally, I say it's a good thing, the law kind of turns a blind eye to it because they're actually helping them prevent more child molestation. Is that a good way to look at it?
I think it's a good way to look at it. I mean, clearly, whatever laws we have in place are not deterring these predators from doing what they're doing. So people call these guys vigilantes, but at a certain point, somebody has to do something.
I totally agree with that. I do. So, but again, a law apparently is not wanting to stop them because they're doing some good. And you say there are thousands of them out there doing this now?
Thousands of hunters?
Yes.
Probably not thousands of hunters. I'd say there's probably between 10 and 20, maybe 30 popular ones that are you can find readily available on social media.
Oh, really? Okay. Hang on through the break. A lot more talk about folks. And your phone calls, 844-769-2944. We're going to get the two gentlemen on here themselves in the future to discuss what they do. So don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. We're talking to Robert McGreevy, a gentleman who makes documentary films. And this one we're discussing tonight. And the name of the film again is what, Robert?
It's called Pedo Hunters. You can find it at the Daily Caller.
Pedo Hunters, okay. And how can people watch that?
You can go to dailycaller.com. You do have to be a member of our site. I believe we're having a sale right now. So I believe you can sign up for, I believe it's $4.99 right now.
Dailycaller.net?
.com.
Daily,
yes.
Like D-A-I-L-Y, dailycaller.com, folks. It'd be worth seeing, I do believe. And
yeah.
Folks, I mean, check it out. I mean, I just saw the trailer, and it was unbelievably powerful. So you talk to these two men. Is it okay to say their names or no?
Yeah. I mean, their names are Joshua Mundy and Jay Carnicombe.
Okay. And they're from where again?
Ohio.
Both of them live in Ohio. Okay. So they travel all the country, you said?
Yes.
So they actually make contacts by their computer to people all over the United States.
They use their phone for the most part.
And how do these men that they lure in think that 13-year-old little girl or boy is going to be able to travel from Ohio to Nebraska?
Well, see, they don't know. They think that it's somebody in their neighborhood.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Because when these guys go to Nebraska or Texas or Oklahoma or Oregon, their phone is in that location, and so they set it up so they actually look like, they make a profile that looks like a child in that location.
Wow. So when they travel, they do their business while they're there and get the word out in that
exactly.
That location. Wow. That is phenomenal. So when you talk to them yourself, what was their motivation? I mean, I know I like to thank everybody. Just everybody be motivated, I would think, they want to stop this build. But what was your motivation personally to get involved in this?
Yeah, so like I said, there's two guys, Joshua Mundy and Jay Carnicombe. Josh has a stepdaughter who was molested. And so he sort of saw that happen to someone in his family, didn't want it to happen to other people. Jay himself was actually molested, and by, I think it was a basketball coach of his, and he had said it was a motivating factor for him. And when they got popular, when they started to make some money, he actually confronted this coach, posted the video to their channel. When he did it, seven other people from his town came forward and said, he molested me too. And then the next day, the coach killed himself.
Well, the Bible says you reap what you sow, folks. The end result of sin is death, and that's just what happened. That's sad, but it's true. You don't mock God. You just don't do it. So both men had experiences with somebody in the family being molested or the molester themselves. And what? How did the communities around these two men and others back them with this? Did they understand and help them?
Well, that's what's craziest to me about the Jay, his story, and his coach, because seven other people in his community were molested by this coach, and nobody knew. None of them knew about the other one. They all thought they were the only one. So I think the opposite of these kids were supported. I mean, to the degree that they told anyone, it sounds like it got buried. There's just like a culture of silence around it.
Well, I listen to what you're saying, and they go out and find these men. Now, does it always end up in a physical confrontation, or sometimes they just video and release the video? I mean, what happens normally?
Yeah, it doesn't always end in confrontation. And again, this is specifically these two guys, Jay and Josh. They're called the Dads Against the Predators. They're the subjects of the documentary. They're the ones that are sort of most prone to violence, and they never initiate the violence, but they kind of bait them. They want them to take, you know, if the predator grabs their phone or they'll get close to him, and if he pushes them away, that's when they'll sort of take that as an invitation to punch him or kick him or knock him on the ground or whatever it is. And I would say that happens more often than not that they get violent.
And again, I keep saying no repercussions. I mean, that in itself speaks volumes. So they video these guys, then they post it to social media that everybody in the country can see it. Is that how it works?
Correct. Exactly.
Now, do you have to go to their site and pay to see this, or is this out in public?
I mean, this is out in public. They're on Twitter. They're on, I think they got banned from YouTube, actually, but they're on Twitter. They're called the Dads Against Predators. You can look them up yourself. And they release a good amount of content on their free Twitter that anyone could go to. But then they post longer videos or sort of like they'll maybe do the most explosive moment from, they call it a catch. If they get a predator, they say that's a catch. So they'll put the most explosive moment from a catch on Twitter. It'll be a 15-second clip or maybe a 2-minute clip. But then they also have sort of like a 40-minute mini documentary of like they'll do the whole thing, that they'll show you how they make the profile. They'll show you, you know, what the text exchange with the predators are, often very explicit. And then they'll show you the moment they arrive, the moment they show up, the moment they confront them. That stuff is all behind a paid platform that they make money from. But they'll do smaller stuff for free.
Are any of these predators ever arrested with what they've been confronted with?
Very few. I think their conviction rate was under 10%.
And is there a reason for that?
A lot of the times the reason actually is because of the violence. Because the problem is, like I was saying before, if they get one of these guys, and there are sometimes women, but they're vast majority of the time these predators are men. If they get one of these guys, they lure him out in public. Technically, he hasn't committed a crime, because even though he was exchanging explicit messages with someone he thought was a minor, if it's Josh Mundy or Jay Carnicombe from Dads Against Predators, they're not minors. Even though the predator thought they were, technically they're not committing a crime because they're actually speaking to an adult. So that's a lot of the times the reason why there's no convictions available. The few times they do get people arrested, it's because let's say they hit somebody and that person says, I'm going to call the cops, then the cops will show up and they'll go, look at his phone, look at his hard drive. Very often these people will have child pornography on their phones, and that's what they end up getting arrested for.
Mm-hmm. And you said there are a few of them are actually women.
Very occasionally. It's a very small percentage, but it does happen that women will prey and look for younger boys.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, let's take a phone call. Let's start right here in West Virginia and talk to Joe. Joe, come on in.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Butch.
Uh-huh.
I admire your guest tonight. One of the things I wanted to mention is when I was living in Oklahoma, and I was taking, not a course, but a ministry on doing deliverances. Where we lived, I had the privilege of working with pedophiles, child molesters. And what made me angry about them is none of them ever felt ashamed for what they have done. They had no shame for molesting children. They had no guilt about going to prison. Excuse me. They had no remorse feelings about molesting children or even their own children. And it really made me angry to the point where I don't want to deal with these people. Even because I do ministry, deliverance ministry. Sorry, I'm having a little tongue-tied there. I have a hard time dealing. If somebody came to me and said they were molesting children, I would have a hard time dealing with them. See, when I was 16 years old, I was molested, too, by a man. And I know what that's like. I know the feeling. I know the scars. I know the emotion. I know the bondage. I know the attacks from the dark kingdom that will come on people. And on children as well. I was married to a woman that was molested, and it's a frightening experience. So it's hard. And you know what these men are doing is the same thing I thought about doing, except a little bit more severe. There was also, I remember, and Butch, you've interviewed David Arthur.
Oh, yes.
And I have his book, of course. Unfortunately, he went back into homosexuality.
I just got contacted by him a few days ago. He said he'd just come back. I'm a little leery right now, but I'll make it in touch with him. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Well, he wrote a booklet, and in his booklet, what stuck out the most, he says, we're not pedophiles. We're recruiters. We're recruiting these young children into our lifestyle. So, I mean, it's a frightening experience. But these people have absolutely no remorse. I remember one time I was doing a deliverance with a woman who literally said to me that, and this brought my attention about the Catholic Church, that a nun molested her. So, I mean, this is all corners. I mean, not just in the ministry it's happening, but it's in all the corners of our life that these pedophiles are existing. And we just don't know they're there.
Yeah, that's very true. And as we've been saying already, the children are, from the time they're going in, especially the public fool zone, they're turned into sexual creatures, and that's why this is all happening. So, and it's such easy prey. Anything else, Joe?
No, I just wanted to bring that up because it makes me angry that people turn a blind eye. Like you said, Butch, with, I forget his name, from the Methodist Church, I'm saying this a lot even in my own broadcast, what we tolerated yesterday, we're embracing it today.
That's very true.
And we are.
That's very true.
We are embracing the lifestyle of evil of the world around us. And
well,
we're calling it good.
Not only embracing it, it comes to kind of a badge of honor.
Yes.
That's, that we hold them up in almost like a hero or heroine because they out themselves and they're proud of it. We need to back them. Right here in West Virginia, Joe, our new governor just signed an executive order to get the DEI out of colleges, and some of the college students are upset because we didn't just come here to get an education. We come here to, for a life and to learn about things and diversity. Our nation is absolutely in the sewer. I don't know if he'll get out of it or not, but our governor did do something that I agree with this time. But thanks for the call, Joe. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, we need to get our spiritual house clean because Christ is coming soon. We
Amen.
Need to clean up our act.
Amen.
And we need to get ourselves right with the Lord so that he knows us instead of us knowing him.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Because things are going to be changing this year alone. We're going to see some really frightening things. And I think the biggest part of that frightening thing is persecution. And the scripture says, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony, feared not our lives unto the death. That's in Revelation chapter 12. So,
I totally agree.
Yeah, this is the year that we need to watch for, because we put a man in office that I'm questioning a lot about.
Okay, good call, Joe.
Just remember, what looks good on the surface is not the best. Right?
I totally agree. I totally agree with that. I really do. We're handing something people don't understand. Prophecy being fulfilled, folks. But you know, you're going to be surprised what's going to lead to. Let's go to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and hello to your guest. I'll try to be short. I want to more or less bring up a question that has to do with that lady that was at the U.S.-Mexican border on your program last year, following up on child trafficking. And I think that these individuals that are trying to do good and do away with these people would be in an advantage hooking up with her in trying to follow up on where these people traffic all these children to. Because it seems like it's growing, like you said on your program. And I think they'd do a whole lot more for society if they did something like that. And I'll listen off the air for your
You think that infiltrate them and find out what's going on. That'd be a good tactic.
Yes.
Think about it. Yes, that'd be a good tactic. And that would take a lot of courage and a lot of, you have to be really careful with that. But I know that it's a multi-billion-dollar business now, multi-billion-dollar business in the United States alone. So, yeah, okay, good call, Gene. Any comments on that, Robert?
No, I think she hit the nail right in the head.
Well, Gene's a thinker. I know that, and he really is. And, folks, phone line's open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Questions or comments, and I know a lot of people are thinking, well, this isn't Christian, folks. You tell me why it is Christian. Is it Christian for us to sit back and close our eyes and pretend like it's not happening, not get involved? Is that what Christians do? Would a Christian get involved and stand up for the truth and do what they have to do to stop this evil? Is a child's life worth being defended, or is it not? Obviously, in a lot of cases, about 100 men have been slaughtered in the womb since 1973, and still are in seven states that made it constitutional to kill a child. So obviously, Christians don't want to get too involved. They might talk about it. They may lament of how evil it is. But as far as getting involved, it doesn't happen. So we got a few men, like we're talking about tonight, who go out into the public, lure these perverts out of the corners, out of the shadows, and out of the darkness, and bring them into the spotlight so people can see who they are all across the country. Maybe they're not stopping a lot of them, but they stop one child from being molested. It's worth every bit of effort. Now, this is the kind of men I admire. I don't know if they're Christian or not. I haven't talked to them. I'm going to, though. I don't know what the motives are. I mean, I know one of them was himself was molested. One had a stepdaughter molested. I understand the motives on that part. I don't know what the intentions are from their heart, but I do admire what they're doing. I have no problem with that at all. At all. If more men would do this, we could stop a lot of this filth going on right now. So, and how long is your documentary, Robert?
It's about an hour.
About an hour.
But a little over an hour.
Now, you actually go with them on some of these visits?
I was not involved in the documentary. I wrote an initial story on the documentary, so I'm familiar with the operations of the pedophile hunters. They kind of wrote the... They made the documentary after I wrote my story because they found it so interesting and they wanted to get sort of an inside look visually more than, you know, I just wrote an article in print. So our camera team wanted to go do it.
I would assume then they had cameramen go with them somewhere on when they're not doing their business, taking care of situation.
Yeah.
They had people with them in their video and the thing going on. That's got to be an interesting video. I've got to watch the whole thing. So, what kind of response are they having from other people? I mean, are the other people in public thrilled to see them there, or are they criticizing what they're doing? What's going on with this support from other people?
They do seem to get a lot of broad public support. People recognize them. They have videos where people say, oh, Dads Against Predators, I love you guys. So they get some pushback online, but as far as I've seen, it's been all positive in person.
Oh, wow. So on the streets, when this is going on, no one confronts them and tries to stop them or correct them?
Sometimes people go, stop hitting that guy, what are you doing? And then they'll go, he's a pedophile, he's a predator. And then the person will go, oh, get him.
Okay. All right. Folks, I can't believe the phones are quiet. 844-769-2944. So these guys have been, I've been doing this for about 5 years now. How long would you say this movement's been going on altogether?
They were kind of one of the first ones to do it. So, I mean, there's the famous show To Catch a Predator, which I don't know if you've heard of or seen it. It was on TV. I don't remember which station, CBS or something. But that went off the air, I'd say, about 7 or 8 years ago. And so these guys picked up the mantle.
So it's been going on quite a while then, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know, you share what you want to share. Now, I've been asking a lot of questions. You share what I may have missed.
No, I think you pretty much covered it. To me, I think the most shocking thing, the biggest takeaway for me was just the scale of these guys are doing 7-8 catches every weekend all year. So hundreds of predators a year. And like I said, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So it really opened my eyes to just how deeply sick society is with how many of these people are out there.
So I assume they have regular jobs in too. They go out on weekends.
No, I'm pretty sure these guys do this full time now.
Okay.
I mean, they do most of it on the weekend, but I think this is their job.
And they get eight or 10 hits a weekend.
Yeah, regularly.
Wow. So they just pick a territory they want to go to. And so they must obviously set these people up before they leave and try to time them.
No, they're usually getting there. And then that's the thing is these guys are so ubiquitous. It's so common that they don't really have to set it up before they leave. They know that when they get to any given city, there are going to be predators there.
So did they go in just that day and put things online and wait for a few hours, see who answers?
I don't even think it takes a few hours.
You're kidding me. So these guys know where to scan, what sites to look at to find these children?
Yes.
And are there certain sites where you go to find these children?
Yeah, the big one I mentioned before, the homosexual dating app, is called Grindr.
And I'm still having a hard time wrapping my mind around the fact that the child will go on there. I just don't get it.
No, it's a good point.
I just don't get it.
Again, I think, like you said, they're losing their innocence so early that they're confused.
And how many of these people that they confront, how many of these people are homosexuals themselves?
A lot of them, most of them. Most of them are looking for little boys. Sometimes it's little girls, but most of the time it's boys.
The homosexuals deny the fact that they're predators. No, we're not predators. We don't want to fool children. But that's obviously not true. I mean, what do you think drag queens are doing? I mean, come on, people. They're preying on our children. They deserve to be put off the streets permanently. Period. And that's Bible. I didn't make that up. Get mad if you want to. I don't care. I'm telling you the truth. They're worthy of death. Even Paul says so in Romans chapter 1. So don't give me this stuff. Well, you gotta love them. No, you don't. You don't have to tolerate this at society. Do you love this pervert more than you love your own grandson, your own granddaughter? Are you that pervert yourself? So anyway, we're down about the last minute and a half here, 2 minutes, and it's gone by so fast. I mean, I've enjoyed this so much, Robert. I want to thank you for taking time to talk to me tonight. We'll have to do it again sometime. So in closing, what do you want to tell the folks?
Check out the documentary, Pedo Hunters, dailycaller.com.
Dailycaller.com, Pedo Hunter. Folks, check it out. And what does it cost to go on there and look at these things?
So dailycaller.com is free, but and you can find my article on dailycaller.com if you search pedophile hunters are starting to grow in popularity. That's the title of my article. That's free, and then you can read about what these guys are doing, and I have short video clips in that of what they're doing. And then if you want to sign up for our documentary, Pedo Hunters, you can sign up for our premium access, and right now they're doing it for actually $1. I'm looking now, so you can sign up today for $1.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, thank you, Robert, so much for joining us tonight. I do appreciate your time, and I appreciate what you're trying to do. Now, are you going to make more documentaries, or what are you doing now?
So we're actually looking to – we're probably going to – I'm going to be involved in the next one. I'm probably going to go to Mexico at the end of this month.
And do what again? And do what?
We're going to see what's going on at the border, see if sort of some of these executive actions are helping some of President Trump's recent orders are helping slow the massive surge of migration that we've been seeing for years now. So we're going to go get with the Mexican army. They're going to help us and maybe see what's going on down there and try to give the people a firsthand look, because I don't know if the media has been reporting on it, honestly.
I doubt that they have, honestly, that's for sure. But well, God bless you, my friend. Please do be careful. Keep your eyes open. I mean, there's a lot of evil out there, and you're exposing a lot of it, so be careful, okay?
I appreciate it, Pastor Bush. Thank you for having me on, and God bless you.
Oh, you're
too,
welcome. We'll be in touch again sometime. Thank you. And you be in touch
with
me.
Absolutely, I'm going
to
send you.
You call me if you're
going to
get some. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Will do.
All right. Talk to you soon. Folks, I'm what to say. I mean, you're hearing it straight up and down. I didn't realize so many people were involved in trying to root these people out and do something about it. I applaud them. I truly applaud them. God bless them. I appreciate their courage and their fortitude to stand up for what's right, no matter what other people may think about it. Maybe they don't stop a lot of them, but if they stop two or three of them, or one of them, it's worth the effort. And folks, we appreciate you being with us again tonight, and I do mean that. Tomorrow night, we're going to bring up Daniel Brinkman in a while. As you know, they're rationing eggs now. They're rationing eggs. Average price eggs now are $7 a dozen. Food, maybe something you might want to think about putting back a little bit of, folks. And I'm serious. I'm dead serious. We're soon going to see armed guards on food delivery trucks, on the tractor and trailers delivering food. You're going to see, soon going to see armed guards on those trucks. I'm not making this up. You mark my words. It's coming. They already have a start guard in warehouse where food is stored. So this is what's coming to America. Don't be blindsided. And don't stick your head in the sand. Okay? See you tomorrow night. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.